For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Youth camps. Youth camps in the apostolic faith have proved to be an excellent environment for addressing eternal matters. This type of outreach builds on relationships already established within the church family, addresses spiritual needs that are already known, and provides the church with a natural follow-up opportunity. Over the years, many young people have been saved and received their deeper Christian experiences at youth camps. For these reasons, we have found that incorporating them as an integrated part of our efforts for the youth of our church is very beneficial. The focus of these events is always on leading young people to salvation, for statistics indicate that more young people are saved at age 11 than at any other time. Young people in the age group that typically attends youth camp are emotionally ready to receive the gospel. After high school, young people are far less likely to respond to the call of God. With this in mind, we do our best to create an atmosphere at youth camp where attendees can feel free to talk about their spiritual needs, ask questions, seek God, and worship. Our youth camps are designed to be places where young people who regularly attend our Sunday schools can get together to enjoy good food, plenty of activity, and focus on the things of God. Each day's schedule is packed with various outdoor sporting events such as swimming, volleyball, and basketball, and indoor activities like board games and crafts. These recreational activities are interspersed with chapel services, Bible lessons, and in-cabin devotionals. If a youth camp outreach is feasible for your local church, there are several steps that you will need to take. Get authorization. Discuss with your district superintendent the possibility of holding a youth camp and with his help, determine the basics. Discuss whether the youth camp would be for your local church only or in conjunction with other nearby apostolic faith churches and establish when it would be held. You should plan this initial step at least 1 to 1.5 years in advance of the projected camp dates. Evaluate child and youth risk management issues. A youth camp setting is potentially a high-risk environment for children and youth. It is imperative that camp directors scrupulously implement the guidelines established in the Apostolic Faith Safety and Security Manual regarding such matters as staff selection, required training, supervision, discipline procedures, the two-adult rule, etc. Establish parameters. Determine what will your budget be and what ages will be invited to participate and dates that will not conflict with any other organizational event nearby. Find an appropriate camp location. Investigate camp and conference facilities in your area, evaluating fees, types of accommodations, recreational opportunities, etc. Plan to tour the camp before reserving it. Choose a camp theme. This should be a phrase the campers will relate to, that is age appropriate, and that can be easily developed by our youth camp staff. It could be based on a passage of scripture, a line from a gospel chorus or song, a play on words, etc. Relate to this theme as many of your activities, chapel services, and in-cabin devotionals as possible. The more you emphasize it, the better the campers will retain it. Determine cost for campers. Our goal should be to make the camp as economically feasible as possible. In addition to the fee charged by the camp itself, you will need to factor in cost of transportation, crafts and supplies, food, etc. Announce the cost when you begin promoting the youth camp to allow students and families enough time to plan for the expense. Recruit staff and ensure proper training. As well as appointing a camp director and finding counselors, you will need to consider guest ministers, safety and medical staff, an audio-video coordinator, a music leader, sports and recreation directors, lifeguards, craft supervisors, bus drivers, and cooks and kitchen staff, if food service is not provided by the camp managers. Create lists of duties for all involved so that everyone knows their responsibilities. Make sure that all staff members are informed of and fulfill all training requirements established by the Apostolic Faith Church Safety and Security Manual. Plan and delegate oversight of recreational activities. Organize or assign the planning of sports activities and competitions, crafts, and evening events. Prepare for camp chapel services. Select and contact ministers who will participate. Arrange for a song leader, instrumentalist, and someone to arrange special music for the services. Be sure that all participants are aware of the camp theme so your chapel services emphasize the focus of the week. Promote. You may wish to print posters advertising the youth camp and display them in your church. Include information in the church bulletin, mention it in Sunday school classes, and call teenagers in the church to personally invite them. You may also wish to post information on your church website or Facebook page. Prepare and distribute application forms to prospective attendees. Be sure the application form includes at least 2 emergency contact numbers, insurance information, and an authorization and consent to treatment by the parent or guardian. It should also obtain information regarding allergies or medical concerns and provide space for parents to list any restrictions, such as no swimming, or other instructions that will assist the staff in keeping the child safe and well. Arrange transportation. In addition to transportation of campers and staff and their luggage, you will also need to provide for the conveyance of craft supplies, sporting equipment, concession goods, food and cooking equipment, etc. Prepare and distribute handouts for campers and staff. These may include introduction to the camp, list of what to bring, information about the camp theme, camp rules and codes of conduct, dress code, map of the facility, list or schedule of staff duties, daily schedule and menu. Host a pre-camp staff meeting. Use this session to discuss camp rules and implementation, distribute schedules and other camp information, assign camp duties, explain the camp theme, etc. A unified approach is essential to a good camp. Encourage your staff to prepare for youth camp by praying, reading through all of the provided materials, studying the camp theme and devotional material, planning Bible learning activities for their group of campers, and knowing the campsite and rules so that they can guide decisions and answer questions by the campers. Register the campers. Appoint an individual who is good at detail and accounting to be responsible for the registration process. Set up the registration area well in advance for early arrivers. Make sure that you have complete information for each child before they are taken to the camp. Encourage counselor and camper interaction. Counselors should do their best to learn the spiritual condition of each camper in their cabin as soon as possible. Once the youth camp begins, they should watch for opportunities to have conversations with each student and be alert for areas where they can be of help or offer guidance. Encourage staff members to do all they can to pray with and support those who are seeking the Lord. Plan for appropriate follow-up. As pastors, we should have a general, flexible plan in mind for how to use our Sunday school, youth services, or church gatherings to deepen the connections and encourage spiritual growth among the young camp attendees as they move into a new school year. Urge your staff counselors to capitalize on the spiritual momentum generated by youth camp by following up with the students who were in their cabins. There is probably not another time of year when young people are more enthused about the gospel and ripe for spiritual growth, and we should do our best to make the most of it. The exact structure of each day's activities at youth camp is flexible, but a typical youth camp schedule could be developed along these lines. Reveille, or wake-up call. Flag raising. breakfast and prepare for inspection, cabin inspection, chapel service, recreational activities and crafts, lunch, in-cabin devotional time, recreational activities and crafts, afternoon concession, dinner, recreational activities, evening concession, flag lowering, evening chapel or activities. The health and safety of those attending our youth camps is of prime importance. Campsite facility managers are responsible for meeting state requirements regarding sanitation, insurance liability, food preparation and handling, safe facilities, and items of this nature. However, as youth campsite users, we also have responsibilities. We must make sure that we are in compliance with state standards regarding background checks of staff, adequate supervision of camp activities, safe use of recreational and other equipment, proper fire and safety precautions, sufficient medical staff, and proper water safety procedures for swimming pools and natural bodies of water in the vicinity. To make sure that your camp attendees stay safe and well, give your camp nurse a list of students with allergies and medication needs. Ensure that no medications are kept in the cabins. The camp nurse should be responsible for making sure these are properly administered. Over-the-counter medications brought to camp by students should be turned over to the camp nurse so a record can be kept of what medications are being taken and when. You should provide the food preparation staff with a list of students with food allergies ahead of time so substitutions can be made. And you will also want to give your camp sports and activity directors a list of those who have restrictions in terms of physical activities, such as swimming. In conjunction with the safety measures employed by staff members, it will be helpful to establish a code of conduct for both the staff and the campers. The camp director should make sure that all those who attend the youth camp know the camp boundaries and are familiar with the regulations so that everyone has a safe and enjoyable camp experience. While we try to have as few rules as possible, willful violations must be dealt with. While some regulations may vary from location to location based upon the particular environment, the following are general guidelines which pertain to all of our youth camps. Staff members will set a good example in behavior, attire, and adherence to camp guidelines. There should be no private one-on-one situations with those of the opposite gender. Campers will follow the schedule of activities during their week of camping. Campers must obey the directors and youth camp staff members at all times. Campers must follow the established safety and dress code requirements. No illegal drugs, tobacco, or alcoholic products are allowed at the camp. No weapons, firearms, firecrackers, or explosives of any kind are allowed at the camp. Any injury must be reported immediately to the camp nurse and directors. No camper will be permitted to leave the campground without the permission of the directors. Rock throwing, stick duels, and other potentially dangerous behaviors are prohibited. All hikes must be authorized and led by a camp staff member. Regulations concerning water activities must be strictly observed. Campers are to refrain from bullying, hazing, or destructive or dangerous pranks. Campers are expected to be respectful of others, remain in their cabins at designated times, and avoid loud talking or other disturbances after lights out. Campers will be held responsible for deliberate or careless destruction or defacing of camp property. Because we are a Christian organization, we encourage including a dress code for the camp when the application materials are distributed so attendees can bring appropriate attire. Staff members at our church youth camps are examples to the young people as to what constitutes acceptable dress for a Christian, so their casual apparel needs to exemplify modesty. Youth camp staff members should encourage the campers to follow through by observing the guidelines provided. In the dress code, we ask that those who attend Apostolic Faith youth camps wear only modest swimming apparel. Two-piece or skimpy suits are discouraged for girls, as well as extremely brief or tight swim trunks for boys. Swimsuits are only for swimming and are not to be worn as play clothes. Shorter shorts and tank tops are only allowed for swimming. When students are finished swimming, they should be instructed to change back into other recreational clothing. We also ask that our campers do not wear items such as halter tops, tops that expose the midriff, spandex-type shorts, short shorts, tight or revealing clothing, sleeveless t-shirts, or t-shirts with logos that display or promote tobacco, alcohol, controlled substances, or inappropriate language or pictures. All shorts and dresses should be of a modest length. Campers should be instructed to bring appropriate clothes for chapel, recognizing that this is a church youth camp, not a recreational summer camp. Our goal is that the young campers will emulate the staff's consistent example of Christianity in action. One of their most lasting memories of youth camp will be the loving example the staff set before them each day during the camp. In conclusion, we should depend on prayer as our source of strength and wisdom in all of the efforts associated with youth camp. The opportunity to win another soul for His kingdom should be exciting and challenging to all of us. Youth camp may well be the starting point for a young person's walk with the Lord that will end in a glorious eternity, and with that goal in mind, it is worthy of our best efforts to make it a success. Counsel for ministers. In the past, some of our Apostolic Faith churches have considered purchasing a youth camp facility. However, in most cases, this is not financially prudent. In addition to the purchase cost, a chapel, food service area, and sleeping facilities would need to be constructed. In addition to that initial outlay, it is very expensive to maintain such property and pay for the necessary insurance, and so on, when the use is only occasional. If property is donated to the church for the purpose of a youth camp, the practicality of maintaining it should be discussed with the superintendent general or your district superintendent.